A man has been found guilty of aggravated assault for cutting another man's finger, following a trial involving a knife attack at a Surrey apartment. Justice David Layton in BC Supreme Court New Westminster found Jol Ruth Kuth guilty as charged for cutting Mark Datingwinu, 38, on February 26, 2023 at the victim's apartment. Datingwinu was the Crown's key witness at trial and testified Kuth attacked him. Kuth did not call any evidence in his defense. Layton in his March 12 reasons for judgment noted the criminal code states that everyone commits an aggravated assault who wounds, maims, disfigures or endangers the life of the complainant, and that a wound, within the meaning of the code, is a break in the continuity of the whole skin that constitutes serious bodily harm, which in turn is any hurt or injury that interferes in a substantial way with the complainant's integrity, health or well-being. During the trial, Datingwinu didn't have a job and was living in a shelter, but at the time of the offense was living with four other people in a one-bedroom apartment on the seventh floor of a tower roughly a 10-minute walk from the Surrey Central SkyTrain station. He testified that on February 6, 2023, he woke up at about 5:30 a.m. asked walk to the SkyTrain station to bum a cigarette. I accept that Mr. Datingwinu had insufficient money to buy a pack of cigarettes. He had at most a few coins that he hoped to exchange for a cigarette if he found a smoker willing to make the trade, Layton said. He ran into Kuth in the building's lobby, whom he recognized from the North Surrey Pretrial Center, and asked him if he had a smoke. Mr. Kuth did not have a smoke, so Mr. Datingwinu says he walked by himself to the SkyTrain station, where he asked numerous commuters for a cigarette, but without any success, the judge noted. Datingwinu testified Kuth approached him from a couple of steps away and had numerous scratch and win lottery tickets. They talked a bit then went back to the apartment, where they scratched the tickets and won $40. Datingwinu suggested they buy smokes, so the two men walked to a convenience store located under the SkyTrain station. They scratched more of Mr. Kuth's tickets at a BC Lotto table in the store, and bought pop and cigarettes, before returning to Mr. Datingwinu's apartment. Layton noted. Back at the apartment, Datingwinu asked if Kuth if he had drugs. Kuth had a bullpipe and a little bit of methamphetamine. Mr. Datingwinu sat on the corner of his bed and had two or three tokes from the pipe. This was not Mr. Datingwinu's first experience using methamphetamine, and he freely admitted to having had a substance abuse problem at that time. Datingwinu testified that after smoking the meth they didn't speak for about half an hour. During this time, he said, he was intoxicated and sat on his bed looking at his cell phone while Kuth also seemed high and was going back and forth around the kitchen. Mr. Datingwinu testified that he then felt a knife going through my neck, but softly. It was not a strong strike but rather touched his neck, and he was lucky, Layton recalled. He leaned back on his bed through basic instinct and kicked Mr. Kuth while lying down, as his instinct was to get out of that violence. A police photograph of Datingwinu's neck showed what appeared to be two or three reddish, linear scrapes, as opposed to cuts, each about a centimeter in length. He testified that these marks were the result of the knife touching his neck during the incident. Datingwinu testified the knife came from the kitchen. He kicked Kuth out of the apartment and called 911. One police photograph shows two injuries on his index finger, with the first being a fairly deep cut, perhaps a couple of centimeters long, running almost horizontally just below the knuckle, and spread open several millimeters in the middle. The second injury is more of a curved cut, of approximately the same length if not slightly longer, but likely shallower, on the side of the same finger but facing the thumb and closer to the webbing, Layton noted. He found Datingwinu's testimony to be credible and reliable. That Kuth attacked him with a knife on February 6, 2023 and concluded that the Crown proved beyond a reasonable doubt Kuth intentionally stabbed Mr. Datingwinu without the latter's consent. The judge found the deeper of the two cuts to Datingwinu's index finger is a wound within the meaning of the criminal code, because it is a break in the continuity of the whole skin that interfered in a substantial way with his integrity, health or well-being, and thus constitutes serious bodily harm. In addition, I find on the criminal standard that a reasonable person in Mr. Kuat's place would have realized that lunging at another person with a knife in the manner described by Mr. Datingwinu would put that other person at risk of suffering some kind of bodily harm. Accordingly, I conclude that the Crown has met its onus of proving that Mr. Kuth committed aggravated assault on Mr. Datingwinu.